Sailing into Magic, our first Disney cruise adventure. Today, I am taking you all along on a very special journey, our family's first ever Disney cruise holiday, from India to the magical inaugural voyage of the Disney Adventure Cruise Singapore 2026. This is a story of four hearts, Mom, Dad, and our two little daughters, setting sail not just across oceans, but into memories we'll cherish forever. It all started with excitement buzzing through our home in India. Suitcases lay open, filled not just with clothes, but dreams. The girls couldn't stop talking about meeting the princess, also meeting Mickey, Minnie, and so many other Disney characters. While Dad was secretly just as thrilled to see his daughters filled with excitement. Our destination was the vibrant city of Singapore, where the grand ship awaited us. While taking the flight to Singapore, felt like the beginning of magic itself. Then came the moment when we finally reached the port and saw the majestic ship of Disney Cruise Line, and everything changed. To our surprise, it wasn't just a ship. It was a floating kingdom in itself. The towering structure shimmered under the sun with hints of gold, navy, and those iconic Disney touches. The girls gasped. I held Dad's hand, and even he whispered, "This is something else." As we stepped on board, we were greeted with applause and smiling crew members announcing, "Welcome aboard." A moment that instantly made us all feel like royalty. And as we entered our cabin stateroom with veranda, it felt like a world within the ocean itself. It was the cozy little heaven with magical details. The girls jumped onto the bed, discovering hidden Mickeys everywhere. But the real magic lay outside. There were pools that sparkle like jewels under the sunlight. Theaters that felt like Broadway. And restaurants where storytelling met food. Every corner of the ship had a surprise waiting. Then came the moment the girls had been waiting for, meeting all the princes: Cinderella, Elsa, Moana. They weren't just characters anymore. They were real, warm, and full of life. Watching my daughters hug them tightly. Also, their eyes filled with happiness as they met their princess in real life made me think for a moment that I wished I could pause the moment forever. Each day was filled with laughter, lights, and love. Each evening brought something new. Broadway-style shows left us in awe. One night, as we watched a performance under a ceiling of twinkling lights, I just glanced at my family. Dad was laughing freely. The girls were wide-eyed with wonder. And in that moment, I realized it wasn't just a holiday. This was connection. This was joy in its purest form. We danced under the stars, watched movies by the pool, and even enjoyed quiet moments just gazing at the endless sea. All of this made me realize that sometimes the most magical moments are not the grand ones. They are the little moments where we are happy together. It was the early morning walks on the deck when the ocean looked like glass. It was sharing the ice cream with my girls as the wind played with their hair. It was laughter at dinner, silly jokes, the stories we told each other. Even Dad, who usually keeps checking on his emails or phone on a vacation, had completely unplugged. "I don't want to miss a single second of this," he said. Also, one of the most unforgettable moments was the grand celebration night, where fireworks lit up in the sky. Yes, fireworks in the middle of the ocean. The girls screamed in delight, holding our hands tightly. Colors reflected in their eyes, and in that glow, I saw something beautiful, that is pure happiness. We weren't thinking about work, school, or responsibilities. We were just present. As the cruise neared its end, a soft sadness settled in. But it was just about leaving the ship. It was about realizing how precious these moments are. Life moves fast. Kids grow up. Days blur into routines. But here, on this magical voyage, time slowed down just enough for us to truly see each other, to laugh, to connect, to love.